Hello and welcome to the Dr. Denise Show. I'm Kathleen O'Toole. This special carve-out series is called On Staying Sane. You love the title, don't you, Dr. Denise?
Oh my goodness. It's a reminder every day. We always wake up going, how are we going to stay sane on planet Earth? What else is going on today? So I feel like it's almost like self-soothing, actually.
So I love the music that your composer made for your show is relaxing too. And we need it because what we're going to talk about today is current events. And current events are, you know, they'll make your head spin. They'll make your eyes cry. They'll make you have nightmares at night, right? Specifically, I'm talking about grocery store in Buffalo, school in Uvalde, Texas, a 4th of July parade not far from where Dr. Denise and I grew up. And these mass shootings, and they are definitely current and catastrophic for us to deal with.
Absolutely. I think the one thing that that's really tough is, well, first of all, as I want to just pause for anyone that's lost their lives to a shooting or recently in these shootings. And also, I feel like society, you don't want to have this like learned helplessness, like, oh, another school shooting. It's like, you know, in other countries, there's not this level of violence. So what I try to find a way to like use that energy of sadness or like, you've got to be kidding me, for people in their own unique way to do something that's a change, like a compassion in action, or how can I make change? How can I vote? Because it's really, it's almost paralyzing sometimes when you think about all the sadness and all the violence.
Right. So, you know, this is where I kind of put you in the hot seat. And you know, as an adult, and I think the answer to this is going to include your crazy helpful word that you've coined called neurostyle. But as an adult, when these things start unfolding, what do we do? How do we process? How do you recommend we take a look at what's going on and check in with ourselves?
So I think, you know, I feel like when we're trying to navigate the earth space or our earth ride, as I like to say it, we need to figure out, these are key terms. I like to use universal truth terms. We need to each figure out our own neuro style for mindful ingestion of how do we get the news, grab the news and go, but go with it in a way where maybe before you open up your news feed or even your email or anything you're mindfully ingesting, that you go in it with like almost like this, I call it tabula rasa. So for me, I hit multiple resets throughout the day to prepare myself. It's like a mind prep of your mindscape. And that requires being aware. It requires asking yourself what kind of mood you're in. It requires asking, did I eat enough? Like I just, for example, right before this interview, I knew I needed to get some protein in me. Sometimes I forget to eat, bless you. And I just had like just one or two bites of some protein because then I knew I was going to show up. And I also, you know, did some other fun things earlier, knowing that we were going to do like a little deeper dive on violence. I think one thing we can all do is take good care of ourselves. One of my fun things of the year is self-care is the new cool. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if we're having that self-care, that's almost like a pre-production of whatever news is coming at us in our personal lives and in our feeds and in any way.
That's interesting. I've really never heard it. I've never really heard it put that way, right? It's almost like, you know, if you're going to go out and try to attempt a bike race or, you know, a foot race, it all should be preceded with a whole bunch of training and self-care. So you could equate, you know, being bombarded with the current events to that foot race that, you know these things are coming. And so how can you put yourself in the best position? Unfortunately, they're coming, right? How can you put yourself in the best position to deal with it? It's precautionary self-care. That's like a part of your a part of your entire routine and your entire being.
Absolutely. And I feel like because, you know, humanity, we've just been facing the pandemic and are still in it, I think that we're at a time in history where talking about self-care, talking about immune system, talking about mental health, talking about our feelings is the new norm. Before, it used to be like there were certain topics. You know, if we look at different decades when you were in the workforce or, you know, myself and different age generations, there were times where you didn't talk about your emotions. You didn't talk about being mindful. And let me just give you an example. Going into today's interview with you, you know, I've learned to, and I think you and I talked off show about how to find joy or maybe just peace in some of our day-to-day activities. And so I just was unloading some groceries before the show, and I was going up the stairs back and forth. And maybe years back, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I've got a show. I've got to do these groceries. This is so stressful. Instead, I'm like, no, how cool. You know, your legs work. You can go up the stairs. Aren't I fortunate to have my kombucha and seltzer? Oh, great. My son's favorite beverage that I wanted him to have for camp today just arrived. I put them in the freezer. So now I feel really
leave them in the freezer.
No, it's going to be 30. That's going to be at this show. I love this. But these are just simple. Like, I know I have done that where things explode. But my new way of, I always call, you know, Earth can be the battleground or the playground, or we have moments of peace. So there's like, that's in parallel of crisis, stabilization, and thrive. So I apply that to our day-to-day lives. So I was like, oh gosh, I'm so excited. Kathleen and I haven't done a show in a while. You know, you and I have taken vacations, and I was excited to have this time with you, but I also knew we needed to address some of the tough stuff. So I think when we go into our unique days, having more peace with everything that's going right in our life helps balance out the information coming at us that feels like an attack at times. Sometimes we don't even know. It depends. Like for me personally, when my neurostyle is so highly empathic that my approach, and this goes into your question about neurostyle and mindfully ingesting, I have an awareness that when I read an article, a news article, and I see the level of trauma or I hear an interview, my way is I like to grab it, get it. And then before I go, I don't just grab it. I grab, pause, and go. I grab it, and my pause is checking in on how am I actually feeling. So I pre-prep before I look at my feed. And then in the moment of now, I do the same thing. And if it's something really, really sad and there's all these killings, I literally put my hand on my heart. We've talked about this at other times, and come up with your own way of self-soothing. I send love to the victims. I send love to myself. And then I try to go and go, okay, how much more do I need to read on this? I literally do this. And I'm like, what kind of data do I need? And also what's going on in my life? And do I need to now balance this with like a fun event? Or what do I need to do to navigate the earth landscape when there's so much trauma going on?
Denise, I lost you.
Oh, okay. By the way, guys, this has happened before, so we'll do part two really quickly, okay? We just ended at how do we stay sane when we're ingesting everyday information and violence. Okay, we'll do part two.